Mark William Hall, M.D., sat in the tight rear seat of the F-104 fighter and stared over the top of the rubber oxygen mask at the file on his knees. Levitt had given it to him just before takeoff, a heavy, thick wad of paper bound in gray cardboard. On the cover of the file was stenciled Wildfire, and underneath, an ominous note. This file is classified top secret. Examination by unauthorized persons is a criminal offense punishable by fines and imprisonment up to 20 years and $20,000. When Levitt gave him the file, Hall had read the note and whistled.
"Don't you believe it?"
Levitt said.
"No, just a scare." "Scare hell," Levitt said. "If the wrong man reads this file, he just disappears."
Nice.
"Read it," Levitt said, "and you'll see why."
Hall had skimmed through most of the file. Reading it, he had found, was impossible. Much of its bulk of 274 pages consisted of cross-references and inter-service notations, none of which he could understand. One heading, the odd man hypothesis, had intrigued him, but when he turned to the designated pages, he found they had been removed. Hall was frowning at the page, wondering what it meant, when the pilot said,
"Dr. Hall?"
"Yeah."
"We have just passed the last checkpoint, sir. We will touch down in 4 minutes.
"All right." Hall paused. "Do you know where exactly we are landing?"
"I believe that it is Flat Rock, Nevada."
A few minutes later, the flaps went down and he heard a whine as the airplane slowed. The car turned off the potted road onto a dirt track. It raised a heavy cloud of dust, and despite the heat, Mark Hall and Peter Levitt were forced to roll up the windows. They proceeded another mile, bouncing along the dirt rut, and then came over a hill. Suddenly, Hall saw a large, fenced circle, perhaps 100 yards in diameter. The fence, he noticed, was 10 feet high and sturdy. At intervals, it was laced with barbed wire. Inside was a utilitarian wooden building and a field of corn.
"Corn," Hall said. "Rather clever, I think."
The sign by the gate said, "Government Property, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Desert Reclamation Test Station." They entered the building, coming directly into a small room. A man in a Stetson hat, checked sport shirt, and a string tie sat at a rickety desk. He was reading a newspaper and eating his lunch. He looked up and smiled pleasantly.
"Howdy,"
he said.
"Hello,"
Levitt said. They walked past him out of the anteroom and down a corridor. The doors had hand-printed labels: seeding incubation, moisture control, soil analysis. A half dozen people were at work in the building, all of them dressed casually, but all of them apparently busy.
"This is a real agricultural station," Levitt said. "If necessary, that man at the desk could give you a guided tour, explaining the purpose of the station and the experiments that are going on. Mostly, they are attempting to develop a strain of corn that can grow in a low-moisture, high-alkalinity soil."
"Mm-hmm. And the Wildfire installation?"
"Here,"
Levitt said. He opened a door marked storage, and they found themselves staring at a narrow cubicle lined with rakes and hoes and watering hoses.
"Step in," Levitt said.
Hall did. Levitt followed and closed the door behind him. Hall felt the floor sink, and they began to descend, rakes and hoses and all. In a moment,